Okay. I'm not very good with microphones because I tend to move around a lot when I'm talking, so I'm going to try and stay in one spot. First of all, I would like to say I'm really happy to be here. It's been an amazing week so far. There have been some particular words that have really touched me throughout the presentations. I think when TJ said that we're talking about beginnings, and I understand how many endings there are in having new beginnings, but I think that's a powerful thing to remember, that no matter what you're doing or where you're going, there are always new beginnings. I'd also like to say to Sally that her talk this morning about dissent and rising up again, thank you. That was very important. I'm Martina. I'm working at RMIT University. I'm doing a Masters of Design by project, which is a new way of doing masters. So I actually get to work on individual projects and create a thesis through my different project work. This has actually allowed me to go and research and work with different people. And this is great for me because this is the way I've learnt holography. I actually began holography, well, I picked up Graham Saxby's book in the year 2000, and I've still got a copy in my lab. And then I've learnt holography, particularly from Phil Wilsh, who's in the audience, Martin Richardson and Anna Marie Nicholson. I've also worked and visited a lot of you in your labs, and so much knowledge has been passed on to me, and I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank anyone who passes information on to the future generation, who teaches children, who inspires people. Anyway, I could go on forever, so I should give a presentation. Right. What I'm looking at now is I'm really trying to work with landscapes, and I want to capture something of the urban environment in landscapes and through holograms. I think there's a real beauty and a nature to the urban environment, and I think holography has the opportunity to capture something of the dynamics that we experience in these city environments and to really bring out the beauty of our constructed environment. Some people see sort of concrete and these masses of cities that are necessary for our population as quite ugly, but really there's an intrinsic nature and beauty to them. So this is what I'm beginning to work on. This is, I'm beginning to use digital techniques. This is a very simple process, this design project. I'm just walking towards my city. I'm taking photographs periodically at a bridge, but then I'm re-stretching these photographs so they link up in size, and adding masks with After Effects. These are little animations that allow me to begin to visualize the dynamics that I want to eventually get into my holograms. I'm at the beginning of 2 years, so excuse me if the work's not very complete yet. What I'm really looking at is two things. I'm looking at spatial dynamics. And spatial dynamics are interesting because we're so used to looking at temporal dynamics. You sit somewhere and you watch something change in time. But what I want to say is, what happens when you move through space? How do things change as I move through space? So that's what I mean by spatial dynamics. This work really comes from many sources, and this picture by Marcel Duchamp, I think, epitomises what I'm aiming to get with my work. I'm reconstructing scenes. I'm not trying to model or mimic something that's out there, but I'm trying to reconstruct something and capture something of the relationship, the movement, the feeling of that scene. There's something about this piece that I find incredible. I mean, it's cubist and futurist, which is quite unusual. When I saw it, it was actually displayed on the stairwell, which was the ideal spot to put it as well. And there's something about this piece that I always think of. It's the interference pattern between the action and the artist. Something's happening and you're choosing to record something. And I think this interference has many analogies in holography, but there's a lot there I want to say, but I won't. Whenever I talk to people about holograms, I actually often start by talking about pinhole photographs. This is because I'm often talking to people who haven't experienced holograms, and so I like to start somewhere where people can understand the nature of light. The pinhole, this project was a project where I made a pinhole camera which slotted into cyclone fencing. I did get the CIA onto me because of this project, so I was doing it in New York, and people don't like little black boxes in fences. But what is fascinating about this project is that you take this tiny sample from a point and you make an image. And then I'd do this again and again and again, and I'd sample this array of images. I don't have the animation of this with me, but I would animate these. I also would carry them in my camera and take them to meet other people, and I would just spray them out and allow people to rearrange the pictures. People would pull out their favourites, people would make patterns with them. So people began to actually rearrange the photographs that I'd been taking from different scenes. A lot of you have seen my very early holograms, and some of them are better than others. This one I still have to work on to install it properly. This one was made in 2002 when I was working at the Holographic Image Studio with Martin, and this was really where my holographic work began. I didn't really know what I was doing, but what I wanted to do at the time was I wanted to capture multiple scenes through different tiles. It's very difficult to see in my photograph here, but this is a scene of me on my bicycle. It's a miniature bicycle that I bought in Japan and was riding around London, and no one could believe it. And it has a map of the local area that I was living in. And the process of drawing this map was something I did every morning. I'd wake up and I'd draw this map of where I was. And by this, I actually got to know my area, and so I didn't get lost on my miniature bicycle. And so then I made a hologram. There's four pieces to the hologram. Each piece has 9 squares in it. Each of the squares has a real image and a pseudoscopic. It's laser transmission. It's designed to go on the ceiling. So one day I will install it, and I wanted it so that on the floor is the title of the work, Are You Here? And on the ceiling is the hologram of me riding over your head through these sort of map squares. What I realised on reflection was that I was taking these discrete samples of time and I was building a scene. And it wasn't so much only what was happening within each frame as you looked around, but what happened as you went from frame to frame. It was like kind of like when you're trying to find a way on a map and you're looking at a map and you turn the page. And there's something that happens when you're turning that page. You go to the next scene. You go to the next scene. These were sort of the ideas that I began to explore. This mapping continued to sort of be a theme in my work. And this is the map dress hologram, or map 2. It's one of those holograms that I have never been able to name, and it always changes in name. This was a dress that I designed with a friend of mine, and it was, at the time, it was an amazing project, and the two of us mainly designed it, but then many people came and actually helped bead it. So we'd sit around her living room in the middle of winter, and we had this amazing dress, and different friends actually brought different bits along. So someone came along with some train tracks. The city on my shoulder here is actually a map of Melbourne, and I've made it out of little capacitors and resistors, and I used to show people when I was travelling that this is where I came from. The skirt of the dress, which you can't see in this image, but you can see in the laser hologram, is a map of all the ocean currents and wind currents of the Pacific Ocean, because this is the ocean I had to cross to make this hologram. The mapping had a few layers, though. The mapping was going onto my skin, but I also started to realise that actually making the holograms was a process of mapping. So I started to think about, well, what is this map or this hologram that I'm producing? And so what I did was I actually cut out 3 stencils, and the stencils were of New York City, where I made this hologram at the Holo Center, and I overlaid these 3 images. You can really see the fracturing of looking between these images. That's very much looking through one image. But my favourite one was I actually made a stencil map of the subway system. And I hope I've got it right round. Yep, that's right. And the subway system was overlaid over the entire hologram. And if you put your eye right up to the subway, it's only just big enough to get your eye in, then you see the Pacific Ocean. And so you can follow the ocean around. And in this work, when I displayed this work and I started to watch people following the ocean, I realised I wasn't making an image on a piece of glass. I was making a space for people to explore. I also learnt with displaying holograms, you've got to be careful with the space you're creating to explore, because I had had people collide as they're going for the sweet spot in the hologram. So you've got to be careful, but it's an interesting thing to build. Okay. What else have we got? Oh, right. This is stepping ahead for a moment. So there are a couple of projects that aren't in here. One of them I'll show you during the artist presentation, and I presented SPIE in 2005. And that really culminated on my stenciling and patterns, and I did some laser projection work. That was also my honours in applied physics. And it was quite a powerful exhibition, because I actually presented my physics project in an art gallery. And I really have to thank my university for bearing with me while I do this. I also then went and did some experimental portraiture, working with Anna Maria at the Holo Centre, and devising some different ways of cutting up portraits and putting them back together. So I was doing group portraits where you could look at the portrait and you had to find the different people in it. That's all in the paper, but we won't go into it now. The next project, which I'll just talk about quickly, and again, I do have some footage of this that I can show later on tonight, was Unfurl Project. And this was a big collaboration. I was working with a fashion designer. Actually, I'm not allowed to call him that. He's an artisan or a tailor or a garment designer, because he doesn't design fashion, he makes beautiful clothes. I worked with him, and we wanted to create something that would allow people to experience his clothing without it being a flat image. He felt this was a compromise of his clothing. The project was also designed because I was approached by Experimenta, which is a new media interactive new media exhibition in Melbourne, and I argued the fact that my hologram is interactive because you need to move around it to see it. I'm actually just going to skip through this because you can show it later. This project, I really started merging the photographic and digital. So it was a merging of a camera array of photographs with three-dimensional images that were constructed. They're the final holograms with replayed at the colours I really prefer them to be. This was actually the second exhibition that I had of these. I actually use LED lights to guide people in along the floor. I find it's really good to sort of reset the colours and the perception of people as they're coming into the exhibition. Bit of documentation. Credits, I have to thank John Perry at Holographics North. He's amazing to work with. I hope I get another big piece to produce with him sometime soon. So what I was starting to develop in my work was this sort of anchoring between what you see and where you are. I explored this with handheld video, and this piece was made at KHM in Germany by actually just holding a video camera and spinning really fast. In this piece, my head stays very much stationary and the background streams fast away. This is my map. This is what I have to do over the next 2 years. And it really is sort of an infinity symbol that weaves backwards and forwards. And at the moment, I'm down here somewhere. Wandering around trying to work out exactly how I'm going to do this and what holograms I'm going to make, but I'm working on it. We've had a couple of cubists come up today, and the approach I'm taking is very much a cubist approach, and I'm blending the two schools of cubism. I'm blending the analytical approach, where you take almost any information and to create a scene to actually create something that looks real, and the synthetic approach, which is kind of bricolage or collage, where you take sort of already structured bits of information and stick them together. To do this, I'm learning computer programs. I will get back into the lab soon. And photo modeler programs. This is a whole design project that we're not going to go into. As well as this, I've been sampling the urban environment, by using the urban environment. So looking for structures within the architecture to sample the architecture. Just play this one quickly. This is really cute. It's nowhere near finished, but this is me sampling along the front of the Melbourne Museum. There's a lot of spaces that I'm trying to explore and how those spaces change by the alignment of your images. This is the sort of the photographic quality that I want to sort of get into my holograms. The idea that things can be reconstructed to give you a different sense. There's the sort of the barge in this picture becomes more real because of the multiple perspectives it's taken from. I'm also trying to grow some organic components to my landscapes. This is a train map of Melbourne that I've turned into a wish, and that can be animated. And finally, my first step out into the digital world that I've made is in the castle at the moment. This was made in collaboration with Giola and Jonathan Ross. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It has been amazing to actually be able to have a chance to take these ideas and make it into an image. I'm learning a lot. You may notice that these lines are too thin to come up on a digital hologram. If you want to talk to me about the fine details of digital holograms, I'm here to listen. And holograms are meant to be seen, so thank you.